You're listening to Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for Successful Parents and Couples, a fresh and powerful conversation on how to bring real shifts right into the heart of the messy and vulnerable human challenges we all go through in creating hot sex, love, closeness in our marriages, relationships, and partnerships, so we can move into thriving intimacy with soul and quite literally change our lives. I'm your host, the intimacy genius, Joanna Intara. Join me for engaging soul conversations as I connect with the top voices and heart-to-heart soul conversations in all things love, sex, hotness, closeness, and intimacy on what it really is to live and thrive in the way our soul calls out for most and to shift our lives like lightning as we learn how to do it. It's time to bring all the hot sex, love, and closeness we desire right into the places that most ask for it. The call for it is now, and here we are. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Friday to you. A huge welcome to you if you are a returning listener. And also, if you're a new listener, welcome to the Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness podcast for parents and couples. And I am so excited that you're here. We have been diving so deep into all things parenting as it goes along with the issues of hot sex, love, and closeness, because obviously being a parent has a huge impact on what happens in your marriage, your partnership, and your relationship. And if you are new to the podcast, again, just a huge welcome to you. I want to encourage you to come over to our Facebook group if you don't know about it already. It's Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for Parents and Couples over on Facebook. Please give a shout out so we know to welcome you and to really tune in with you and see how we can best support you. I think you'll really enjoy what we have going on over there. Every week I share a story and also stories about my clients, myself. When it comes to hot sex and love and closeness, I also give you challenges that you can work with and really practical, no-nonsense advice so that you can cultivate and curate in your own world, your own relationship, the hot sex, love, and closeness that not only do you deeply desire, but from what I understand and from being a human myself, also deeply crave. If you're listening to this, you're probably going, I just cannot negotiate these out of my life any longer. And so I trust that you're in the right place at the right time, and here we are. And just for those of you who don't know me, I am Joanna Intara, and some of my clients lovingly refer to me as the intimacy genius, a connection specialist who is here to empower successful parents to thrive in relationship with soul. And that's really what this is all about. And this week we are focusing deeply on parenting, all things parenting, how to do repair and regulation, how to create ritual, how to do attunement better in your family so that things flow and move better. Who wouldn't like some more of that? I can see many hands raised right now, and I definitely would be one of those as well. And so the title of this podcast is When You Do These Three Things, Your Family Life Will Be Infinitely More Peaceful, and Your Love and Your Connection Will Soar. I'm going to be giving you some really straightforward stuff this week because I know you don't have a lot of time, you're busy, and frankly, no BS is probably one of your requirements as it is mine. So I just want to say that really there are some non-negotiables that I believe it's important to have when it comes to having your family feel secure and emotionally healthy. And I want to share a little bit with you about my own story of how I discovered these things that I know are going to help you heal difficulties and reduce overwhelm, and also really make sacred the important things that are really important to your family, your children, your spouse, and also to how to become better listeners and mirrors for each other and also your children. And the reality is that without these things, you might be feeling overwhelmed, or you're carrying around old hurts and difficulties that haven't yet had a healing experience. And so once you take these three things and run with them, and I'm going to share with you how to do that, you will no doubt be having the hot sex, love, and closeness that I know you're craving. And I am here because I am on a mission to end any struggles that you have going on with this and actually have this work land in the hearts and the hands of 175 million couples. That's the exact number that's needed to help literally create a huge shift in planetary healing. They say it takes 5% of our population. So that's what those numbers are. So I know this is going to be helpful for you. Let's jump in and start with me just sharing a little bit about my own story. Some of you know that I didn't learn how to do any or all of these things that I've been sharing with you. I was not the best at having parenting be super easy for me. There have been plenty of times where I have lost my shit. And even though I was born with a lot of ability to be a really good mother, learning how to do the partnership dance with my husband and sorting out the necessary inner resources that were required to have a really good relationship and a really good family life like I have now were not something that I was just born with. I definitely had to learn through my own experience, as I know many of you do as well. And with some of you, I've shared that I didn't know how to do repair or deal with really overwhelming feelings. And I know that every parent goes through this. And so one of the things that I really had to understand and excel at now so deeply is that the primary job of a parent is to help their children feel regulated. And what I mean by regulated is to help them process experiences so that things are neither overwhelming nor underwhelming, but to really keep them at a healthy level of engagement. Well, you can imagine that given the dysfunctional family that I was born from, there were lots of regulation issues, and also my husband had regulation issues as well when it came to dealing with emotion. I think everybody has this on some level. I've actually never met a couple, with the exception of maybe like a couple couples that do not have these issues. And I know that if you're listening to this and you're resonating, there are literally thousands more people like you, like me, who go through this, because I've literally been hearing about it for over 25 years. And so for us, for a long time, we had to really endeavor to develop the inner resources so that we wouldn't feel overwhelmed with any particular emotions. I mean, just imagine what can become or feel unmanageable throughout the day. It's not just with work, it's not just with managing a household, it's with your marriage or your partnership or your relationship. And oh wait, you want to throw child number one into the mix and their whole life and school and appointments and logistics, and then you've got number two child in the mix, and then you have their relationship with each other, and then there is the dog and the cat, and that doesn't even include visitors or out-of-town guests. So it's a lot. Our proclivity to feel vulnerable, to overwhelm, can be tremendous. So there were sometimes I would just look at my husband and just say, this is just too big and overwhelming and I don't know what to do. Has this been you? I'm pretty sure it has. And then he would just say, you know, I'm feeling that way too. I want to be bigger than this and I just don't know how to support you. I can barely even support myself. It is really keeping it real here. So I know that I'm not alone when I speak of these things, and maybe you've tried your own ways to deal with overwhelm as well and wondered how to do the management of your emotions really well. It's something I see every week in my practice, and one of the things I know from my own work that I want to share with you is really learning how to deal with the emotional overwhelm by metabolizing the sensations in the body through movement, presence, and release. This is really, really important. I speak about this over and over again because it works, because it helps, because it releases, because it dissolves. And I knew that I really needed to do this kind of work of meeting my overwhelm in the language of sensation and presence and flow and release. I had to do that work through a lot, if not all, of my earliest formative experiences, because all those early formative experiences.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness podcast. If today's episode shifted your world or gave value to you, I'd really love for you to leave us a quick review on iTunes. Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness is a collective conversation of bringing all our inner resources, expert advice, and real-world value with fresh embodiment right into the relational places that we all know need it the most. If you're ready to break free from your current challenges and rise boldly into your full relationship, thriving with soul, visit me at besoulfulfilled.com. That's besoulfulfilled.com. Or come on over to our Facebook group, Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for Parents, for one-on-one coaching, daily advice, tips, and guidance, products and courses, all curated to empower you to shift into true fulfillment, till you're all the way home. Until next time, you're on the right path, your challenges and vulnerability are navigatable, and you're capable of shifting into love, healing, and all the hot closeness and connection you desire. Embody your best relationship self and shift into the soul-lit love you're meant to live.